Strange Adventure. It was typical baseball weather in the little Minnesota town, clear and warm. The grandstand and bleachers were filled for this great game of the year between the top-notch semi-pro teams of Wilmore and Benson. The players, as well as the fans, felt the importance of the game and put everything they had into the struggle. For 9 hard-fought innings, the teams battled grimly, but neither side was able to score. Then, in the first half of the 10th inning, the Benson shortstop propelled a run across, and the crowd went wild. The game was about over with Benson winning unless the Wilmer team really pulled something out of that hat. The next two batters struck out, and the third dropped a pop fly into the waiting glove of the pitcher. The Wilmer team determined to overcome the one-run lead. The catcher was the leadoff man. He strode to the plate, took a practice swing, and waited eagerly for the pitch. In the meantime, the manager of the Wilmer team was talking with Thielman, his pitcher.
Now, look, you've been under too much of a strain out there on the mound all afternoon, and it's showing on you. You're nervous. You're all keyed up. You better let Randolph pinch it for you.
Oh, I'll be okay, Mac. I want a chance at that ball I've been tossing around.
The Wilmer player saw the batter swing, heard the crack of the ball, then sighed as the catcher nested a foul fly for a quick and easy out. Thielman stepped to the plate, his eyes gleaming with determination. He watched every move of the opposing pitcher, determined to smack the apple for at least a hit. The first two balls were a little wide, and it looked as if the pitcher was about to walk his man. Then the next throw rocketed straight over the base, and Thielman connected for a clean single. The crowd was hushed as Big Jim O'Toole took his turn for the Wilmer Nine. Then a great cheer arose as the hefty Irishman smashed the sizzler far into center field, out of reach of the racing fielder. Thielman left first base with the crack of the bat and raced for second, with O'Toole right behind him. The players rounded second before the ball was picked up. Thielman started for third, gritting his teeth with the extra effort. Then something happened. Thielman had reached third base when he suddenly stumbled, staggered blindly for a moment, then fell across the base directly in the path of the other runner. O'Toole almost fell over Thielman as he reached third base. He glanced toward the outfield and saw the Benson fielder pick up the ball. There would still be time to score a run, but he could go no further because he could not pass the fallen pitcher. O'Toole hesitated for a moment, then picked up Thielman and ran toward home base. There was a scant second to spare as the big Irishman set Thielman upon the home plate, then touched it himself. The crowd cheered as the umpire signaled both players safe, and the scorekeeper chalked up 2 winning runs. Thielman, the determined pitcher and hero of the Wilmer team, had won the game after all. But he never knew it. For when O'Toole set him down upon home plate, he was dead. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Murder on B-Deck, our next tale of Strange Adventure.